Matt Stone is a job recruiter in LA with a company called Proven Recruiting, and he's a transplant himself, originally from upstate New York.
I think my most distinct memory of like wanting to come to California was the movie Blow.
Specifically, the scene when a drug smuggler, played by Johnny Depp, first steps foot on the beach.
California was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Hey, where's the beer?
People were liberated, independent, full of new ideas.
Like, it just seemed like the cool place to be, the cool place to, like, come out and make a name for yourself.
Maybe it's cliche, but Stone says that's what people envision when they start looking for a job in California.
Hello?
Hey, Jay. How's it going? It's Matt Stone over at Proven Recruiting.
Today, Stone has a call with a certified public accountant in North Carolina.
Have you been out to L.A. before?
I have, yeah. There's always downsides to everywhere that you go. And I know the one there is just the crowd and the traffic and stuff.
And, of course, California's sky-high housing costs. The price of a median home in California is now more than double the national average. And according to the California Association of Realtors, a household needs to make more than $110,000 a year to afford it. Stone says the financial workers he's recruiting get paid well, but their salary alone is often not enough to afford a house. And if these workers wanted to, they could always find work in a cheaper part of the country.
$100K here isn't going to go nearly as far as in Kansas or Missouri or any of those states.
So when a candidate does get an offer, Stone sometimes goes outside his job description. One worker from the D.C. area didn't have time to find a place to live, so Stone scouted apartments for him.
Did the FaceTime with him while I was walking through, just letting him know a little bit about the areas.
In recent years, only 7% of Proven Recruiting's California placements have been filled with people from out of state. That's lower than co-founder Ingram Lossner expected.
When you look at it on paper and you see the cost differential between living in California and living outside of California, you can't live on the promise of a dream. And that's what, clearly where people decide to remove themselves from the process.
It's not just Proven Recruiting having a tough time luring people to California. In a 2016 survey, Silicon Valley CEOs said the high cost of housing was their number one business challenge. LA Business Council President Mary Leslie says it's something a lot of employers in Southern California struggle with, too.
You're competing now with a lower unemployment rate in California, and people have options. If we don't have the affordable housing, we're not as competitive.
The LA Business Council partnered with USC last year on a survey that found housing costs are a concern for 75% of large LA employers. It's not just a recruiting issue, it's a retention problem. The survey asked if companies were losing workers because of unaffordable housing. Some weren't sure, but 70% of those who did answer said yes.
If the pressures continue, do they just say, look, this California isn't the California that I thought it was?
That's USC public policy professor Rafael Bostic. He led the survey, and he says the housing crisis is definitely pushing some workers out of state.
I don't think that it's in the state's interest to have more and more people facing that choice and that decision.
Bostic says if California keeps losing people, its economic growth hangs in the balance. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner.